Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This weekend, doctors from Brigham and Women's Hospital, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, and Mass General Hospital are reaching out to educate people in Chinatown about and screen them for hepatitis B. It's part of an effort started by Harvard students in the Liver Health Project. Organizers picked Chinatown because Hep B, which can cause liver cancer or liver failure, is something of an epidemic among Asians. Figures from the Boston Public Health Commission show Asians account for half of all new chronic Hep B cases, even though Asians make up only 10% of the population. Tim Anderson is managing director of Quest Diagnostics, whose Cambridge lab is doing the Hep B testing for the people getting screened this weekend. We spoke with him about why hepatitis B is called a silent killer.
Because two-thirds of those chronically infected do not know that they have been infected until the cancer or cirrhosis of the liver develops later in their lifetime. However, hepatitis B diagnosis does not have to be a death sentence. Annual to semi-annual medical monitoring and antiviral treatment can keep the chronic infection in check and even lead, in some cases, to curing the hepatitis B virus.
So you can cure it if you catch it.
That is correct. And that's what the early detection is all about. If you detect it earlier, you have a better success of catching it, treating it, and in some cases, curing it.
On the other side, it's important to get tested and get vaccinated, as I understand it, because if you don't cure it, you have a chronic case. It's a chronic disease. You have it forever.
This is known as the silent killer. And over two-thirds of the people that have this disease don't even know that they have it.
Tell us about tomorrow's screening. How will it work?
Tomorrow we're going to have a couple of students from the team, HBV Harvard, as well as a couple of the Quest Diagnostics phlebotomists, and we will be located at the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association of New England. The students themselves will provide some education in and around the disease itself, and we will actually, we being Quest Diagnostics, will be pulling and drawing blood for some of the Asian population so that we can test whether or not they have the virus itself.
What do you think you'll find?
Unfortunately, we'll probably find that a high number of the Asian populations will, in fact, have the hepatitis B virus. I mean, I'm hoping that none of them have them. But the statistics will show that because they're at a higher rate than the rest of the public, that we will probably find some patients who have the hepatitis B virus.
Tim Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Tim Anderson is managing director of Quest Diagnostics, one of the participants in the Liver Health Project. The free screenings for Hep B take place tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association in Boston's Chinatown. For additional resources about hepatitis B, go to our website, wbur.org.